adventurers. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and with me is Nika Howard.
God, I wasn't ready to go first, Michael.
Jennifer Cheek.
Hey, everyone.
Tim Lanning.
Hey, everybody. It's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
And Mike Bachman.
Batten down your hatches, chum buckets. You're in the fish tank now.
And a special guest, Nika Howard.
I want that reaction. Nika's face was really good just then. For those of you listening at home, you missed out.
I thought you'd be ready now.
Second time
that was a fake out.
More time made you less ready? I'm so confused.
Her refractory period was all.
She's still in a sleepy mode, Michael.
I'm so sorry. I just, you know.
Do you want to try
everybody
again?
Listen. Michael's had two margaritas before we've even gotten started.
You're just throwing your margaritas in my face, Michael.
And so for once, Michael is the one who's rowdy, and we are the good ones.
That's weird. That's
true. What have I done?
Yeah, because Nika, Jennifer, and I aren't drinking this episode, so Michael's...
I mean, I'm drinking some booch.
Drinking for a three.
Which might have, like, 0.5% of alcohol in it.
It does.
That's true. Only Nika and I are drinking.
Maybe yeah. Bachman? Is Bachman drinking?
I am drinking, yes. Oh. I'm always drinking.
I just assumed.
Bachman's bar is 2 inches to the left.
Damn!
I'm so jelly.
Me too.
Ooh, you've got some... Brown.
I see
blue.
That.
Yeah, today I'm drinking a 13-year brown.
I love a brown beverage.
Mine's pink. So we're the same wavelength.
We are the same.
Yummy.
That's how you know it's good. I mean, sugar is like a battering ram, a Trojan horse, if you will, for the alcohols. Hey, everybody. So one great thing about the month of February is we're streaming so much.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to it right now. Who knows when, but February 2020. We're streaming every Tuesday at 8 p.m. at twitch.tv/geeklyinc, attempting to get partnered on Twitch.
Yes.
The podcast version of this podcast is entirely the canonical version, but people still like to hang out, watch. A lot of the people in the chat mostly just hang out, talk to each other. They react. They half listen.
Sometimes you get to see fan art like as it's made.
That's so true.
That's exciting.
And then they go back and listen to the canonical version that... David edits later, but you know, if you want to be in on the action and fun, twitch.tv/geeklyinc.
Yes, please.
Yep. Also, keep in mind during the stream, whenever you see Geekly Gary, don't forget to leave a sub.
That's the rat that lives in Bachman's green screen, Geekly Gary.
Geekly Gary.
Oh yeah.
He's a Twitch exclusive.
Yeah.
He's a Twitch exclusive.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
If you want to come hang out with us, we're going to be at GeeklyCon in July. You guys thought it was at PAX East, but no.
I did think you were going to say PAX East.
GeeklyCon.com if you want to grab a ticket. We are going to have a Drinks and Daggers expansion coming to Kickstarter on March 3rd.
Oh, that is soon.
You can check that out. That would be radical because that's real soon. And we're going to be a PAX. Well, sadly, only three of us are going to be at PAX East in February 20th. Well, if you're a PAX East, I guess you know what the date is.
You'll know. Yeah, we don't have a meetup location yet because Boston sucks and I don't really want to do
it.
Me and the good buddy Evan Rhett and Jane Rhett are looking. We have a couple backup options, but we'll definitely be at GeeklyCon.
GeeklyCon?
Well, we definitely will be there. We'll definitely be at PAX East. So if it's a situation where you haven't seen where our bar meetup is, it's most likely that we tweeted, no bar meetup, but please come over to this table at this time at PAX and hang out, play Drinks and Daggers, we'll sign stuff, but may not be a bar one this year. We are not too sure.
Yeah, we don't know.
Bars in Boston love to charge like $2,500 to have a chunk of the bar.
Yeah, and if we do it this year, my assumption is it's going to be a smaller deal and mostly trying to set up for next year. Checking to see like if it works, if it doesn't work. That being said, I mean, we do have some options that are not set in stone that would rule, but you know, it's the pessimist hours here.
You just gotta account for possibilities.
You gotta account for possibilities. So just go to our Twitter, twitter.com/dndpodcast to check out if we tweeted in the past week or something. I don't know. Shit.
Yeah, so I super hope I get to see you guys just see you in Boston.
Dice time!
Giveaway. Who's ready to give away some dice?
I am. So if you're in the chat, you have roughly 7 seconds, if that, to do hashtag dice to win some diehard dice.
So we've been giving away diehard dice to folks in the Twitch chat. So if you want to win your set of gorgeous, beautiful diehard dice, all metal and whatnot.
Let me click this button. Boop. Cumbertonian, you have won the dice, the diehard dice, Cumbertonian.
Ooh.
Damn.
Congratulations, Cumbertonian.
For the Twitch people, we're also giving away hashtag Dwarven for a Dwarven Forge Castle Defender set and hashtag Art to win some art done by Hugo, basically. A little commission. That's a word we say.
Commishkies.
Hashtag Art, hashtag Dwarven. Effect. Do not enter twice. It doesn't disqualify you. It just is.
It just clogs the chat.
It's just annoying.
A low ranking annoyance. Not a bad thing. You know, not gonna.
Could be worse.
Could be worse. There's a million things you could do worse.
Tim, you're yelling at them.
That is true. If I said that to me, I would say stop yelling at me.
Thank you so much to Die Hard Dice. Thank you so much to Dwarven Forge for giving us stuff to give away. It is super nice and awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, friends.
Thanks for help and support. And I just shot the code right over to Cumbertonian so I don't forget later.
Nice.
Wow, that's so smart.
Isn't that exciting?
That's so exciting.
I'm so proud of you.
Now, speaking of dice, who wants to roll a d20?
Me.
Is it this one?
It is. Oh, shit. I gotta get my d20.
Yes! I got 2.
Let's see what I get. I got a 4.
Wait, no. I got a 1.
Oh, you got the 1.
Oh, no. You're ruined.
Yes. I got an 18. Thank God I actually took notes last time. So, all right, I might need a little assistance.
You took notes.
I took notes, but I feel The first note I wrote is that Morgan Wraith is the seneschal of Mastwick, which I...
Perfect.
Important, I think.
That is important.
We were finding out things about what the heck is going on in Mastwick right now, because we are trying to get in there and take down Pyre. So we need to get a lay of the land and what the political situation is right now. Pyre has a drow elf who is the master of whispers, and it's just not a good situation as everyone is freaking tattling on each other constantly so as not to get in trouble themselves. We acquired 4 arrows of dragon slaying. That's right.
That's useful.
4.
That's so many.
We
have such a good DM.
We left from the Tower of Grey and went to New Newfoundland Land.
I love it there.
I don't 100% remember why we went to New Newfoundland Land.
Because we wanted to infiltrate the Dark Blades.
That is the biggest settlement that is outside of Mastwick who has to basically pay tribute to Mastwick.
Oh, that's right. The tribute stuff. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so we get there, Ballard's looking all skinny, and we're like, man, are you all right? And he's like, it's totally fine, man. We just give all of our food away to Mastwick. It's chill and good. We briefly meet with Footpad Lambert Boulderhill? Is that correct?
Yep. I don't know about the first name, but it's Boulderhill.
And then we find out that there's a lot of names in this one.
Yeah.
Silga Darvo is getting people to inform on each other. Wait, is that
That's the Master of Whispers?
That's the Drow Master of Whispers, yep.
Yeah. Got it. Okay. There's also a Master of Punishment. Wowie.
Extreme restraints.
We definitely did.
Not an advertiser.
Could be. And we also found out that sometimes Pyre will just like go perch on the spike, which is where rich people live. What the fuck, man?
It's a big apartment building for rich people.
Can you imagine if Mastwick was like Boston and like Pyre just went and like sat on the Prudential Center.
That's true.
He's just chilling up there.
But it'd be a Boston dragon.
Hey, he's a Red Sox dragon.
I'm Duncan DeCaries. Duncan DeCaries.
Oh man. Okay, so we're talking to Footpad Kalor, and then the freaking door gets kicked in, and a drow woman in black armor is there, and she's been spying on us and listening to the whole conversation. And I'm thinking there's a drow elf who's a master of whispers. Maybe this is the same person.
Silga Darvo?
Gotta be Silga Darvo.
Can you spell that name for me, Michael?
I would love to. It's S-I-L-G-A.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Then there's like a space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then it's D-A-R-V-O.
Oh my gosh, I got it right.
I love the idea that he just told us how to spell it last episode and we forgot.
Probably. So yeah, so that we were, the last thing we saw is the door getting freaking kicked in.
I think she also said some shady shit too.
Well, I think she said something to make it seem like, make us know that she'd been listening to us talking.
And she's gonna freaking
stab
our butts.
Don't stab my butt. I already had my butt stabbed when I got the grip. My butt can't handle it anymore.
Hey, Tim.
Talk to me.
Refresh the path to partner.
Neat.
We have all 3 of them. We did it.
Thank you so much, everyone.
Now that doesn't mean
mission
necessarily
accomplished
that we'll be a partner. It just means that we qualify to be a partner.
Qualify for it.
Yeah. Let me just,
so who knows?
Who knows? But thank you
but
so much, everybody.
This was the goal.
Everybody.
This is what we wanted to do. And it is February 11th, and we did it.
Yeah, we crushed it.
Yeah, we have
everyone.
You all crushed it.
You all crushed it.
Chat, you freaking crushed it.
You freaking crushed it, chat.
You crushed it.
You freaking crushers over there?
Butt crushers.
Butt crushers?
Freaking crushed butts.
Michael, how many times did you refresh it since last time?
He's just refreshing it constantly.
How many times can one click F5 in a 33-minute span?
Now Michael's ready to DM. He was just holding off. Yeah, he was like letting us do our thing until we got it, and now he can breathe and continue with the story.
Just like Michael said, this does not mean we are partner. No, it just means
yeah, don't leave.
It means that our application won't be thrown immediately in the trash. They'll just be like, ugh. And then
yes, this dark elf, you briefly see her as she kicks open the door, and then everything goes completely black.
Ah! Damn it.
You are engulfed in the darkest dark you have ever darked in your dark life.
Oh, she used her trial specialization to cast darkness on us. That sucks. Is there anything we can do about this? Probably.
And you should all roll initiative.
Oh, man.
Oh, no,
so
that...
freak out. Right off the bat. It's magical darkness. Michael, 19, my friend.
I got a 9.
7. What's up? I think that deserves a Geekly Gary.
Woo! Everyone loves him.
No, what's a Geekly Gary? Is that when it, like, blinks? Okay. Yeah.
Geekly Gary, figure out what you do.
I love Geekly Gary.
I do too. I would die for him.
Mm-hmm.
How did Rowan roll?
I got a 14.
14. That's solid.
I got a plus 4 to initiative, so, you know, I don't know what I'm going to freaking do. And I can't see shit. Seems like a problem.
You really can't see shit. I'm sorry about that. Like, I wish I could do something about it.
You're not sorry, Michael. You like it.
Scud, you've got that new armor.
Oh, yeah.
How about you get hit first?
Hit me, Daddy.
You are in pitch blackness, and you suddenly feel a presence.
Mm. I love presence.
Right by you. And that presence...
must be Christmas.
...is swinging what must be a sword?
Oh.
It's gotta be.
Could be a rapier, or...
And... the first attack is a 16 to hit.
That's a piece of shit attack. It does nothing to me.
Wow. Oh, this guy talking big now that he's got armor.
now he's
purely wearing a bathrobe.
In the past, that would have hurt, right?
Yeah, but now I got all these fish.
Nice.
Yeah, can you describe it just for us again? Because this is actually...
You have to describe it.
We didn't say
it.
Any of this on air.
Yeah, no, this was not on podcast.
Yeah. So Scud just shows back up right before this battle. He didn't, and he's like, hey, everybody, I'm back from the store. I went to Kroger, and I got this armor. And it looks like just like my bat. You're pretty sure I didn't go to a store. It's the same, it's the same bathrobe, but I've, like... any pieces of, like, scrap metal and things that I could find are just duct taped and, like, kind of sewn onto it with twine. And it's clear that I've decorated it with, I'll say, a lot of fish. I'll say, an extensive amount of fish.
Decorated with fish,
yeah.
What does that mean?
Is it real fish or is it, like, pictures of fish?
Is it sardines?
Is it cutout fish?
They're real ass fish. They're slimy. They're scaly.
No,
this is gonna stink. No, don't do this to
me. No, these are the kind that don't stink. I made sure to get those kind. Some trouts, some tunas, some snouts.
Did you take a tuna and glue it to your robe, or is
Michael,
it?
Michael, I've always had these fish.
They've been there the whole time.
It's like you've never even looked at my character sheet.
It's a rotting fish on your robe.
It was in my pocket. I have in my character sheet. There's a category called other. This falls under that, Michael.
How many sardines are there?
But Michael, he says it doesn't stink. He got the
it
kind
doesn't
that
stink.
Yeah,
I got the kind
don't stink.
Yeah.
Okay.
They only stink when I want them to. It's on the armor.
Oh my god, that would be a very cool thing to be like, I turn on my stink bomb and just like the stink lines come off of you.
Yeah, Michael, can I have fish that only stink when I want them to?
No.
Why? You never give me
That's
anything.
That's ridiculous.
Fuck, we just wear normal armor. Everyone's yelling at me.
I want to look at the strings. Apparently Geekly Gary's in there.
Oh, yeah, Geekly Gary's on the top of it.
Yeah, okay. Geekly Gary.
Okay.
Now that Michael's back.
I like
back.
Him there. He's mostly covering my head, and I do like that.
So the first attack just scrapes off your armor. It doesn't hurt you. You're totally cool. The second attack is a 23. Does that...
Michael, that's going to hit.
Okay.
I talked a big game. Spoke too soon, I think.
So you're going to take only 8 slashing damage. So that's pretty good.
Okay.
But 18 poison damage.
That's a lot of poison damage.
What kind of poison damage? Is it just poison?
Just poison damage.
Let this be a lesson to y'all. If you have defenses on your character sheet, you'll never get hit with that kind of damage.
Why? What's your defense?
It doesn't matter. I took how many damages again?
8 and 18.
Okay.
So some would say that's 26.
26, yeah, sounds about right.
Now, The third attack.
No, Michael.
Three attacks?
Is a 28.
Okay.
That's a hit.
What do you want me to say to that?
One of your fishes flies off.
Cut your sharding right in half.
No, Michael. Every time I get hit, I lose a fish. Michael.
No, how many fish are there?
Every time a bell rings, Skye gets another fish, though. That's the other roll.
So that's another 28.
Damage?
Yeah.
Ugh. Thought maybe it was like kudos or something. That would have been nice.
You get a little smooch.
This one's for health. This sword's for hurt. This sword's for heal. I don't know what this sword is.
That's the unknowable sword.
Unknowable sword.
Now, it is pitch black, but you hear stomping feet. It sounds like people are stomping into the room.
More people?
Through the door. Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Are they skanking it or stomping it?
That's key.
I said
stomping. They're clogging. They're clogging in.
I mean, I guess whatever makes you happy.
Clogging.
Lonnie, you hear someone bellow, "Bok choy!" And you get attacked twice.
Bok choy?
He yelled bok choy at me and he's going to attack me?
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about this. I'm bamboozled.
The first one is, they have disadvantage because it's pitch black. The first one's a 15 to hit.
No.
Think again.
And the second one is a 16 to hit. So I'm guessing that's also a no. All right. Well, another one runs towards Rowan.
Okay.
And you hear Bone Door.
Bone Door? The fuck? All right, so we got Bok Choy and Bone Door. I gotta write these down.
That's a 17 versus AC.
Hold on. I'm really busy writing down Bok Choy and Bone Door. A 17 versus my AC?
Yeah.
That meets it.
That meets it, so that hits. You're gonna take 22 slashing damage.
What the fuck?
Bone Door's an asshole.
Bone Door?
The second one is only an 11, so I'm assuming that.
Okay, that does not. That doesn't do it. Bone Door.
And then we get to Tony. Then we get to Tony.
Tony Trinkle Tart. Tony Tinkle Tart.
Michael.
Timothy.
I cast fucking Misty Step.
Oh.
Conjuring an image of my mind, thinking of the door that I saw just a moment ago. Talk to me.
Did you see the meme going around about, can you picture an apple in your mind?
Oh, yeah.
Can Toby picture a full door in his mind?
Yeah, Toby's a straight up 5 at picturing a door.
Wow. He can't see anything.
He doesn't know what a door is.
He doesn't know what a door is.
Toby is so smart, he never even thinks about what an apple looked like.
Wow.
So I cast Misty Step, and I do a click. And I'm 30 feet away from the zone of darkness that I was. What do I see, friend?
So you went outside?
Yes.
So you go outside. It is light outside.
Oh, cool.
You see a black bubble around the door of what was it? I think it was like his mayor's house.
Yeah.
His fancy
his palatial mansion that has two rooms or whatever.
Yeah, I think you did make it seem like it was going to be real big.
Each room is 1,400 square feet.
And it has a second floor.
It's got two floors. That's rich.
It's pretty sweet. That's what you see, bud.
Oh, so they're all inside the darkness.
Yeah.
So we just got himself out of the situation.
God damn it.
Good luck. Stupid.
I shout in, she's obviously using darkness, so if you have anything to have like true vision or whatever. I forget how to, can I do like an arcana check or
yes,
whatever?
Yes, you can do an arcana check.
16.
Like
Toby just knows this because he knows dark. I don't know if he knows how to deal with it.
Yeah, I would say you know that you need to cast something more powerful than the darkness spell, and the darkness spell is not crazy powerful.
Okay.
A light spell that is more like light is not powerful enough.
Okay.
But other things are, and you know, dispel magic.
Gotcha. Yeah, I don't think I have anything.
I'm looking to
do this. What I could do. Michael,
mm-hmm.
Can the casters cash in a don't yell at me buck. Bring up the tweet where Jeremy Crawford said, as long as the player isn't abusing the casting two spells a turn. Because normally, since I cast Misty Step, rules as written mean I am not allowed to cast anything other than a cantrip. But we haven't been consistently doing that. So, Michael, I'm going to cast Fireball.
Now, so do you have multiple actions?
Well, Misty Step is a bonus.
Misty Step is a bonus.
Wow, okay. I don't think I realized that.
Yep. The rules. So I'm going to cast Fireball.
Okay.
And it's going to not be chill. So I'm cashing in my Don't Yell at Me token for the listeners. And I'm basically going to target it for... So just kind of like in my mind's eye, I kind of see Ballard towards the back of the room. And then I
was going to say, are you going to burn Ballard to death?
No. The goal, I mean, I might light his house
He'll
on fire.
He'll be like freaking kindling. He's so thin now.
Yeah, I might light his
He'll
house on fire.
Go up in flames immediately. No, don't light his house on fire.
I'll fix it. I'll fix it.
Oh my goodness.
And let me just see if there's anything I can do instead. I don't think there is. But because I can't see anybody, so I can't target them. So I can only cast things that target areas like Fireball. So I'm judging in my mind, you know, long room, back end of it is Ballard, other side of it's door, I can see through the door, and then I see all inky blackness. I kind of had a memory of where we're all standing, so I kind of imagine the four of us were in the middle between Ballard, door, and maybe like a table or some shit. So I'm going to shoot the fireball to make it so it doesn't hit Ballard and gets towards the edge of the zone. And I think I would probably not give a shit about hitting Lonnie.
You go crisp up our girl?
She's impossible to kill. It's fine.
It's fair.
Yeah, I'm sure like Toby and Lonnie have like trained. And sometimes what it is like Lonnie standing in the middle of six like scarecrows. And I just
this
shoot
is
her.
How Lonnie, this is basically like a tanning bed situation for her. She's got the little.
That's why she constantly looks dirty. She's just got like a really like bad like magic tan.
Yeah, she's got those little glasses that can protect her eyes.
She looks like Dr. Eggman. So yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone needs to make a Dex 19 saving throw.
Me?
That hits it. I don't know who I hit.
I don't know who Dr. Eggman is. I know who Robotnik is, but
I feel like he'd be an Eggman truther. Oh, it's a 20 feet radius.
Okay, I make it. I'm going to use a key point and re-roll it. So I make
Since you're all blinded right now, you would have disadvantage.
So just to clarify, is this happening to me?
Yes.
Oh. I rolled higher on my second roll, so.
Also, Tim, can you just roll a die and tell me odds or evens?
Yeah. Can you tell me what I'm rolling for so I can lie? I got a one.
Oh, no!
No, hey. That's a nod. I got a nod. Right. Don't lose anything else.
I'm sorry, we're making a dex saving?
Yeah, dex saving throw with disadvantage.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because your thing doesn't count for this.
Mm, I got an 18.
Jesus.
Yeah, my dex is really good.
What is the save?
19.
That's so... Jennifer, you're so close.
So close.
All right, let's see who gets burned alive.
Ouch.
Oh, man, I would have critted. Damn it. All right, well, that one gets burnt. How much damage does it do?
22, and then half as much on a failed or on a successful save. I probably should have cast it at a higher level. Fuck it. Oh, sorry. Do I add... God damage to this? I always forget.
I think so.
Okay. And that's...
Now, I have a question, which will be more when we get to my damage, but I have a thing called evasion. When you are subjected to an effect, such as a red dragon's fiery breath or a lightning bolt spell that allows you to make a dex saving throw to only take half damage, you instead take no damage if you succeed and only half damage if you fail.
Yep.
That's this.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so cool. It's 28. It's 28 damage.
Okay.
Half of 22 damage of fire, 6 of radiant or god.
This is for
damage.
Everybody?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is for Ballard. And his table. His living room is on fire.
Table pristine.
Yeah. His table, his shitty
doilies.
Wicker mats, his beautiful carpet, just on fire. Huge explosion.
Oh,
as
no.
Toby goes, oh, I'm sorry! Huge explosion.
I'm sorry.
Ballard, I'll buy you a new house. I can't believe I'm burning down one of the top 8 most famous landmarks in New Newfoundland land.
How many landmarks are in New Newfoundland?
36.
Wow. Like the well is one.
What's even here? This is the rock that Junpei turned into.
All right, cool, cool. So a lot of people are on fire now.
And then I guess I'll use my movement to go run and hide behind like a cart or something.
Okay.
I'll jump inside a horse trough water and I go under it.
Okay.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, everybody. Bachman here. And hey, I get it. Erectile dysfunction is a sensitive topic. And it's difficult visiting a doctor to talk about it because if you go outside, everyone will see you're not hard. Thankfully, through Hims, you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. Answer a series of questions on their site, and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free, no insurance needed. The process is simple and online, so you can skip all the hard stuff. Save that for your pants. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personal ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Let's get hard together. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Feeling like you're stuck, can't breathe, or that you could explode at any moment? Life is stressful. And whenever it becomes too much to carry, lighten the load with therapy. Recently, I've had life throw a lot at me, and instead of bottling it up like I normally do and keeping it to myself, I started therapy, and now that weight feels lifted off my chest. If you think it's time to let therapy do the heavy lifting, reach out to BetterHelp. It's entirely online, so it's therapy that's convenient, flexible, and perfectly suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and then you're free to message, video, or phone call your therapist whenever you need. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragons to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/dragons.
Rowan.
Guys, I get to use something that I don't think I've ever used in my
career. Oh, sorry. You're getting attacked.
What? What?
Sorry.
What's up?
Oh, Jennifer, it's okay. You've just been so burnt.
Oh, my body.
Oh, man.
First my butt, and now my body.
This is reverse ham sandwich to me.
You hear a guttural voice bellow,
"Squish bucket!"
What?
Did they yell anything when they got exploded?
Probably just screamed in pain. First attack is a 14.
No!
Second attack is a 25.
Ouch, my body. That'll do it.
22 damage of slashing. Of the slashing variety.
Why is this happening to me?
Michael, does Drow Darkness, if someone casts it, do they have to make a constitution saving throw to maintain it? My assumption is no, but I don't know.
I think it's technically a spell. Okay. Yeah, it's still dark though. They succeeded on their save.
Is it my turn?
Yes, it is now Rowan's turn.
Okay, I was ready. Okay, now back to what I was saying before. I'm going to get to do a thing that I haven't used yet from my character sheet, and it's that Rowan is going to go full feral right now. I'm going to use my ability called Feral Senses, and basically I gain the preternatural ability. Wait, you gain preternatural senses that help you fight creatures you can't see.
Whoa.
Nice.
When you attack a creature you can't see, your inability to see it doesn't impose disadvantage
Damn.
On your attack rolls against it.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, my eyes are like robo eyes right now. Like,
can I metagame a little bit and ask you to tell us what you see?
It's exactly like those like military goggles.
Yeah.
Everything's in like green.
Military goggles.
Yeah. Or whatever, the heat
it's
goggles.
It's not like you can see them. You can just like smell them and stuff, right?
Okay. All right. Forget everything I just said.
Well, yeah, but Daredevil was represented as like glowing light in the hit Netflix show. So.
I can smell their pheromones.
Yeah.
Like, I can smell their essence.
I will tell you something. One, two.
What's the dagger has one of?
Besides the drow, there are four large bodies in this room with you.
Can I see their like out the shape of them, the outline, or sense it?
Humanoid bodies.
Tall?
Yes.
And one dude wearing fish is really fucking up your ability to smell.
It stinks in here. God.
And one of them is right up in your face.
One of them's right in my face.
And it's wielding a big sword.
Ugh, this is ruining everything. Shit. Okay. Because if I move back, he's gonna attack me.
Should have disadvantage attacking.
That's true. It is pitch black and you can't see.
That's true.
He can probably see, though.
Do we know that?
I guess we don't know that.
They've been swinging wildly.
So they can't see shit. Okay. I'm gonna step farther back. And how closely would you say they're clumped together?
I mean, it's not a big room, so...
How many of them are within 10 feet of each other?
Probably, let's say 3 of them.
Within 10 feet of a point that you can see within your weapon range.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, well then I'm gonna step back.
Okay.
And what happens? Does he attack me?
Does a 14 hit your armor class?
Absolutely not.
Okay, you're good.
Okay, cool. So then I am going to shoot my oath bow just regular style at 3 of them using my ability volley. So first attack, that's 30.
That hits so much.
That's not good. 15?
I'll say one of these is actually the drow.
Perfect.
As well.
Okay. This one's for the drow. We'll say. That was good. That's a 22.
That hits.
Okay.
One of them is a 15, did you
say?
Yeah.
Well,
that one misses.
Okay.
Michael, just as a fun thing that I learned about, you cannot make opportunity attacks if you cannot see the person.
That's a good point. That's a great point.
Yeah, well, it worked out because it didn't hit me anyway.
Yeah.
Cool. Back at the time where Jennifer needs all the D8s again.
Woohoo!
Okay, so I guess the first one I hit, the not drow that I hit, that is... Oh my goodness, that's a lot. It's 20.
20 damage? Holy
yeah.
shit.
Yeah. And then against the drow... Oh my god. So I guess the drow did 5. But that's okay, because now I get to attack again, because I get to attack twice. So that is a 29.
29. Who are you attacking?
Drow.
That hits.
I'm attacking all 3 of them again.
Oh, okay.
That is a 28.
That is so gonna hit.
Ah! Beans.
Are you rolling with disadvantage?
No, she doesn't have
it. No, I don't have it.
Oh, that's right. You've got your feral senses.
Because she can smell their stench.
But then I did roll bad, and this is a 17. So I rolled a 5.
Oh, no, that's not gonna hit.
Okay, so let's say that I hit the drow, the one that I already hit, and the drow again.
Okay.
Sorry, lots of dice rolling.
Yeah, what are you doing? I'm confused.
Because I have a thing called volley, so basically I get to hit, so I get to attack twice, mm-hmm. and volley allows me to hit everyone within a point.
I love it.
So I hit them all twice.
That's sexy.
Yeah. So against the drow, that's an 11. Sorry, no, 15.
15 damage?
Yep.
Okay.
And then against the other one, 18.
Okay.
And I'm not done, because I'm crazy.
What?
I know, because my dancing rapier, I can do that as a bonus, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna get the drow with my dancing rapier.
Get him.
Damn.
I know. This is the Jennifer show right now. Woo. That is a 26 against drow.
Jesus Christ, who are you?
I know, it's weird.
It's dudes' rolls.
Yeah, somehow Jennifer's like, I'm just gonna roll good now.
Yeah, sometimes it just happens that way. So then that is a 11 additional damage to the drow.
All right, nice.
So just like, again, imagine what's happening is that because I'm shooting at like a point, I don't know what the exact like science or math of this is, but imagine in your mind that I'm shooting at a point in the middle of all of them, and then once it hits that point, the arrows just go bloop, like out. It like turns into like multiple arrows.
Yeah, I don't, that's one of those things, like obviously Dungeons & Dragons is a game of magic, but like, it doesn't give you a lot of like, how are you doing? I think what it is
I think it does not actually work that way. I think it's literally me shooting three times.
Yeah, like a bunch of arrows.
Yeah. I think that's what you're doing.
I'm just like it's a fucking cool machine gun, but
yeah,
bow and arrow.
Yeah.
And then I go like Zorro on the drow. I'm done now. That's it.
like early VR sword fighting games where you could just like stick your hand inside your enemy and just wiggle it back and forth and you'd register a bunch of hits.
I've reached inside the chest of the drow to pull out the heart. Just kidding.
Michael, she does that?
No.
Oh.
We're going to have to testify in front of Congress.
For our crimes on this podcast.
I just love the idea of Ballard standing at the back of the wall. His house is on slight fire. As Rowan's just shooting arrows, what appears to be willy-nilly, but it's actually very, very good.
But actually, you know what the worst thing about all of this is? What? No one can see it.
That's so true. And then she just takes her sword, and he's like, finally, something I understand. And she throws her sword in the darkness.
Ballard is just going, I'm blind! I'm blind! And I smell burning! He's very upset. Scud.
I get a turn? No, I'm getting attacked.
Nope.
I heard the way you said it.
Oh, man.
You hear, I hate Skrulls.
Michael, you can't say that. That's
what?
A Marvel property.
And first attack is a 13 versus armor class. yeah, those both miss.
Hell yeah. Scud just lets him hit him in the jaw where he also has armor.
Nice. Lonnie, it's your turn.
Oh my god.
So excited.
It's been a long time coming.
It's been a while.
We cannot add double disadvantage, correct?
No, yeah, you can't.
Quadruple disadvantage.
Yeah. Okay, but I can't see anything.
No, you can't see anything.
It's wild that monks don't have something weird, right? Like, if you went invisible, you enter the invisibility zone, therefore you can see.
Yeah.
That's logic.
Is that how it works?
Don't think so.
I go to the invisibility zone. I put on my invisibility glasses and see everything. Okay, well, I want to then... Let's try a technique that I would like to call the sprinkler. I think Lonnie is just going to stick her arms out in fists, and I'm going to use my movement to literally like pinball around. And if I do
you're gonna hit all of us.
I can hit five people.
In this case, I think that a more accurate way to say that is you have to hit five people.
Well, yes, I would need to hit five people. I would obviously, they're a punch, so I can dictate between hitting friend and foe. I know the difference.
Even in the dark?
But I guess it would be, no. Well, it would be random. So like I would go up to you and then like... maybe Michael would run a percentile or something of if I hit one of you guys or if I hit whatever.
I think you can like based on, I mean, you're ultimately powerful. I think you can at least target.
Yeah, you know your buddies are to your left, so you're probably not going to go like, all right, let's see if Scud's still there.
Oh, he's dead.
Yep, he's still there.
Yep, this is his blood on my hands.
My fist is covered in blood and fish scales. Found him.
I think you can tell. Yeah, I think you could.
Yeah, or maybe Rowan could yell out like a general vicinity.
That's true. I probably would do that.
Oh, yeah.
Someone also just swung a giant sword at you, so.
Could be any of us.
Like if it's good, we don't know.
Yeah, I guess I could go after Bok Choy.
You could go after Bok Choy.
I want to go because I've heard the names. I can tell maybe where they're coming from.
Oh, that's true.
I want to go after Bok Choy, Bone Door, Squish Bucket, and I Hate Skrulls.
That's all of them.
Yeah, and they're yelling in the darkness, which gives us, you know.
Okay, I want to try to. I'll try to attack four of them. But I have disadvantage, correct?
Right.
What if I had advantage?
If you had advantage, then you would just be even.
Okay, that one was a Okay, I have to go with the 7, so does an 18 hit for the first one?
18 does hit.
Perfect. Okay. Let's fuck him up. Okay, the first one will take 12 damage.
Okay.
Next. 13 or nat 20. So 24 to hit.
That definitely hits.
Okie dokie. Oh, no. Well, that's the lowest. 7 damage.
Aw.
7 damage.
That's sad.
I just, instead, I like just like kind of slap his face a little bit. Okay, 4 and 3. Does a 14 hit?
A 14 does not hit.
Okay. And 26 will hit. So I'll miss one. And then the last one will take 16 damage.
Fabulous. Scud.
Don't hit me.
Don't hit baby.
Your turn, Scud.
Scud wants to be on the farthest back wall that he possibly can. He's getting out of the shit. And he's going to use, and forgive me if I pronounce it wrong, he's going to use thaumaturgy.
Okay.
I don't know how to pronounce it.
How do you pronounce that?
I think that's right.
Is that right?
I think that's right.
Okay.
That's how I would say it.
I think that is right.
Hell yeah. I've been afraid to use that because I didn't know how to pronounce it. And one of the things that I can do is you alter the appearance of your eyes for 1 minute. I make my eyes into flashlights.
I thought you were going to say cat eyes, but this is so much better.
I mean, the
Tim, I know you're gonna quote rules. You're gonna say something that I
no,
can't.
Jeremy Crawford here says if you turn your eyes into flashlights, it works.
That's good,
right?
That's good. Yeah.
So
I can't. Works.
This is such a funny and good idea. It has to be above a level 2 spell for it to do anything.
Hell yeah! I cast it at 9th level. They're don't so bright. Everyone is instantly blind. No, fuck it. Yeah, I'll cast it at 2nd level. I don't care.
Can you cast a cantrip at a higher level?
Oh, no. If you told me I had to.
Michael, do you think shooting a big fireball at level 3 would get rid of it?
Earlier today, when I Googled how to beat darkness,
uh-huh.
Somebody specifically said...
It was a bunch of introspective posts about, like, how do you deal with the darkness inside.
Well...
Like, you gotta go to therapy.
I bought myself a cat.
That's what I found, and then I Googled 5e how to deal with darkness, and then I got what I wanted. So the light that a fireball emits is not magical. The gotcha. Fireball itself is magical.
Perfect.
So
that makes
it doesn't
so much
do
sense.
Anything.
I love these weird little side off cases that are so complicated that don't come up that much.
You need to either essentially cast daylight or dispel magic. Those are the things that work.
Wait, I thought you said I could cast my cantrip at 2nd level, Michael.
No, you can't cast a cantrip at higher level.
I think the only thing more concrete than a DM telling you you can do something is telling you you have to do something. So,
see, that was me going, well, unfortunately, I should have used the word unfortunately.
Ugh,
so true. Known.
So true.
Plus, if I let you do that, then... I mean, my God, what would you use thaumaturgy to molecularly
my
change?
My eyes are
next?
Legendary knives, and I'm just like swinging my head around. Oh shit, we like to have fun here.
Just have Toby cast Wish. He can do it.
No,
he can wish that darkness away.
No,
like, I wish it was like 200 nits brighter in here. Just a few more lumens.
Yeah, make it sexy.
Ah, oh, damn it. One creature you can see.
That's how they get you.
That's how they get you.
Okay, so our demons' bodies have, like, flames on them, right? Are they, like, Chimchars?
Oh, my God. No, don't do this thing.
This is back to the fireball situation where the fire itself does not cast magical light. It just is fire.
Don't
oh,
summon lesser demons. No.
Michael, I think... I'm not gonna lie. I've been thinking too much about, like... How is going to get past the darkness that I've never once heard you say that this is magical darkness. I thought a bulb went out or something.
This would not be an issue if it wasn't magical darkness.
Yeah, that's why, like, your arm's on fire and, like, that's weird. I can't see the fire.
I'm like, well, sounds fake to me. Right.
I really just thought none of us, like, we just forgot to bring a lamp.
There's bags
why
over our heads.
Lonnie, how? Dark vision. I think Toby does.
I do.
I have dark vision.
Yeah, we have dark vision.
Most of the party has dark vision.
Yeah. Does Scud have dark vision?
Yeah, probably.
And Toby has yelled several times that this is a dark elf thing.
Scud's like, I'm just focused like on my thing. I'm not listening to that.
All those fishies.
You're sitting here, you're yelling the information, the exact information I need to know, and I'm just like, oh, this is going to be good.
I got this.
Time to flashlight my eyes.
You're like, where is that? What is the rat's name?
Gary!
Yeah, Geekly Gary! Where's that Geekly Gary gift?
Geekly Gary's got a crown now. I don't know if y'all noticed.
Wait, I want to see it. Let me look at it.
I love Geekly Gary.
What a little rat bastard.
I love him.
I love him.
We stand our king.
Twitch.tv/Geekly Inc. if you want to meet Geekly Gary.
Can you send me a picture of that? I want to put Geekly Gary on the social.
That's beautiful.
You gotta put Geekly Gary on the social.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I guess, like, I don't know what to do here except for just, like, buff.
So, like, area of effect stuff will work really well because you don't have to see anybody. You can just, like, like the fireball or whatnot.
I don't know that I have anything. Well, no, I do, but it's like stuff that will absolutely hit everybody in this room.
Have you touched? Has anyone hit you yet?
Yes.
Do you have any touch spells? Like, I touch you, you get hurt.
Yeah, I think so. Vampiric touch is probably a touch.
That sounds good.
No, that's on self. That casts on self.
Makes you a vampire?
I think that's that sounds like something that would.
You would think. I think I fall into this trap every time because I think I have to touch somebody and it's not technically what it does. Oh, no, yeah, okay. Yeah, I touch one. I hate Skrulls. Trademark Marvel.
Captain Marvel 2.
Captain Marvel 2 in theaters now.
She's back and she's pissed.
I hate Skrulls now.
And this time.
The point of movie spoilers was that I like Skrulls. Now, I hate them.
Michael does a 30 hit.
Yes!
Oh, my God. All right, 5d6, here it comes.
I love how baffled we are by darkness. Michael, you've been using darkness 100 episodes, 300 episodes.
Yeah, this has like really stumped our asses, except for Rowan, who's feral.
And Toby, who's just lighting the house on fire.
You can call that being stumped, though. Toby's just like, ah, setting things on fire.
He's frustrated by
it. He's freaking out.
I rolled 3 ones out of those 5. That's unfortunate.
That sucks, bro.
So it's going to take 14 necrotic damage, and I get half of that back.
Ooh, nice.
It's not.
I have to think that's not worth it.
Yeah, it sucks.
Damn.
Sorry.
Until the spell ends, you can make the attack again on each of your turns as an action. So, like, you don't have to burn the spell slot, but you can keep being boring every turn. This still sucks. I'm getting rid of it.
That's fun. I think you get an extra d8, by the way.
Great.
Of damage.
I rolled a 1.
That's not.
You took my normal cursed badness, Bachman. I got the good
in
tonight.
The dark. Rowan and Scud switch places.
That does get me one more point of health back.
Rowan knows how to do things in the dark, baby. This is my natural habitat.
Finally. Her eyes are open and she's like punched over like
I'm like a Baba Yaga.
Scud, knowing that like that y'all can't see what he's doing, I'm like, yeah, got him. That was awesome.
Good job, Scud. Rowan can see though, and she's not gonna blow your spot.
You can't see, you can smell. Does it smell like he got him?
No.
So they got like that stank on him.
And embarrassment.
You smell like a liar.
He's got stinky stress sweat. And it's the fish too.
Yeah.
Can't believe I cast that at 9th level.
Okay, so Scud, you're done or you got anything else?
Yes. So well, there's a bonus action in here somewhere. I don't have any spells that make fish.
That's Gamma World.
Okay, yeah, fine. Fuck. Spiritual weapon, here we go. I did it. Did you see it?
I did. I can see
Nobody
it.
Can see what it is.
Oh.
Except for Rowan. I'll message Jennifer privately.
She can smell it.
I can smell it.
Can it be a big flashlight?
I summoned a stinky weapon. It smelled real bad.
It's a stinky cheese wheel.
What'd you get in your attack?
Oh, shit. Yeah, I forgot I gotta do that, huh?
With disadvantage, I assume.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so 24 or 30.
Either of those hit.
Okay.
That's all nice. Right. That's hot.
Now we're talking. One, are you fucking kidding me? So that's going to be 13 plus 2, 15.
It goes, I hate Skrulls.
Do we have like a Skrull that'll light this place up? Is that what Michael's trying to tell us right now?
Is that what he's trying to tell us?
So, Toby, it's not your turn.
Oh.
But you see...
Roll death saves because I drown?
You all done saying your job.
In the horse trough? Mm-hmm.
You see a dark elf emerge from the darkness.
Okay.
And scan the area, and then a blast of cold air erupts from their hands, and creatures in a 60-foot cone must make a constitution saving throw. So you have to make a constitution saving throw.
Me?
Yes!
Okay. Oh, that was cocked. Oh, that would have been a 20. Fuck.
You're a cock.
that would be 15. 16. 16.
You need an 18, my friend.
Fuck! I didn't get that.
You're very cold.
Oh, I'm frozen in this water. Why did I go in the water? That's a bad idea.
You take 40. 40 freezing damage.
40?
Freezing damage?
40. Ah. 40 AC damage. And you're in a slushy trough now.
Oh, it's like a horse popsicle for horses.
It's like a horse slobber in it.
Your robe is all like frozen in like a shape. Just a shape.
It's a shape, yeah. An unknowable shape.
An unnatural shape.
Yeah.
Bok Choy attacks Lonnie.
I did move.
Oh, you did move. Okay.
Yeah. I'm over by I Hate Scrolls now.
We all hate scrolls. And
we're going to freaking chop them up. We're going to rip them up.
You hear, Bok Choy! Bok Choy! and then, oh, shit. And then, that's Bok Choy's attack. Bonder.
What if could they potentially attack each other?
Yeah. Oh hell yeah.
Wait, did you say bone door or?
Yeah.
Something
bone
else.
Door.
Okay. Sounds like bone door. That's kind of what it sounds like.
Okay. All right. Just double checking.
It gropes its way towards Rowan and rolls all of 13 to hit.
I'm actually upset that he didn't roll better, because just to confirm, Bondor has tried to attack Rowan before, correct?
Bondor has tried to attack Rowan.
Well, I have a thing called multi-attack defense, so even if he hadn't rolled bad, I probably would have still been okay.
Okay, well, what about a 17 against AC?
That actually still doesn't work, because I have a plus 4 bonus to my AC, so now my AC is 21 against Bondor.
Fuck.
Eat fuck my juicy butt, Bondor.
Toby, that makes it your turn.
I cast Polymorph on the drow. It's a 19 to save.
Wait, are you outside?
I'm outside. I'm in a horse trough outside.
Frozen. Can't
Frozen.
Move.
Frozen. Can't move.
Just a frosty horse trough.
Yeah.
She needs to make a...
19. Wisdom. Sorry. Wisdom.
19 wisdom saving throw?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I hate this. Would you say this is... Would you say you're trying to charm her or put her to sleep?
Nope, not at all.
Come on. Why am I rolling two dice? I don't need two dice. Come on. This is not great. I need a 19?
Yes!
Wisdom?
Wisdom! Saving throw.
Fuck. Okay. What about a 5?
That does not do... I turn her into an octopus.
Oh, sexy.
Sexy.
Okay. The drow lady becomes an octopus, and everyone can suddenly see because she's the one who cast the darkness.
What embarrassing things are all the party members doing when the lights come back on?
Taking my nose.
So you see these four beastly beings in the room are actually all large dragonborn with tails, which is unusual. And they're all a little weird looking.
You already said that.
Some of them have like a kind of short arm. Some of them have like, I don't know, a growth in a place where you wouldn't expect it.
Like mutants? They're mutants?
They're kind of like mutants. They're kind of like, yeah.
Would you call them teenage mutant dragonborns?
Yes, I would call them that. And they all have a bit of a crazy look in their eye. They're all carrying giant greatswords. This is meaning nothing to you guys.
No, doesn't ring a bell. Have we met anything like this before?
No, I feel like Toby would be like...
They should all look like...
It's like Toby. I'm outside.
You can't see anything?
I'm around the corner.
I feel like Roy would know about Tom.
Do they look like Toms?
Do they look like Toms?
Yeah.
Roll for
they,
Toms?
They look like kind of fucked up Toms.
Yeah, so Toby would get out of the trough and walk over to the squid or to the octopus and jump in the air to start stomping on it. And then as he turns the corner, his eyes just go like an ear-piercing shriek of like,
what?
What are you creatures? What are you? I say as a free action.
They don't respond. One of them goes, bok choy! And the other one goes, bone door! And then one goes, squish bucket!
They're like Pokemon! They just say their name!
And then one says, I hate Skrulls!
Okay, this is...
Are these like references to something that Tara
said?
Oh, that
makes sense now!
Wait, I get that I hate Skrulls.
The squish bucket I understand, and the I hate Skrulls I also understand.
Oh, like I hate Knowles. I get
Wait,
it.
Wait, did you not get her?
No.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. Oh my God, Hugo in the chat points out Bok Choy is my boy.
Oh my God.
Oh.
I'm gonna freaking give Michael a swirly.
What are they all again? Let's see him.
So we've got Bok Choy.
My boy.
Bone door.
Bone door.
Bone the door.
Boner. Boner!
Squish bucket, fish bucket. I hate Skrulls, I hate Knowles. God.
I'll be damned.
Starting with Bok Choy really fucked me up.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's funny. I like that.
I was like, what is Bok Choy? Bok Choy.
Wait, I've already forgotten. What's Bok Choy again?
My boy.
My boy.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, my God. Good one. Wow. I haven't been this caught off guard in a good way.
We just got owned.
In 340 episodes. Guys, I think these are failed clones of Tom the Dragonborn?
What should we freaking, should we like corral them? What should we do?
Corral them?
I don't
like luck with that.
Well, we gotta do something. We're in Ballard's house and you set it on fire, man.
Oh yeah, oops.
Oh yeah, the house is lightly on fire.
Maybe we should put the fire out?
Well, I mean, there's still four angry clones trying to kill you.
Kill three of them, save one. They must be destroyed.
They should not be allowed to live.
They should not be allowed to breathe our air.
Whose turn is it right now?
Scud weirdly wants to kill all four of them.
I forget who Squish a Bucket was near. Does anyone remember?
Not me.
I feel like
Squish Bucket turns and tries to attack.
There were two. I think there were two on Ronnie or Ronnie.
Ronnie.
I love Ronnie.
Shy Ronnie.
Ronnie.
Squish Bucket attacks Lonnie because she looks dangerous.
Sure.
The first one is a 11.
No.
The second one is a 21.
No.
So it does not hit. It is now Rowan's turn.
Okay. So. Once again, I'm asking you, how far apart are these creatures from...
Once again, I come to you.
They're extremely clumped.
I'm just going to friggin' do the same shit as I did before. Because if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So, I will roll. Okay, let's start with Bok Choy. Woo! That's a 31 against Bok Choy.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Oh, no. A 19 against Bone Door.
That also hits.
Oh, no. I keep rolling worse. 18 against Squish Bucket.
That hits.
Oh, my God. I keep rolling. It keeps going lower and lower. 15 against I Hate Skrulls.
That misses.
Ah, damn. I'm just going to roll all my attacks real quick now.
Do it.
Right?
Yeah.
Just, I don't know. There's just so freaking many of them. Bok Choy again. That's a 22.
It's...
Yes. That's a 20 against Bone, like, 20 plus bunches.
Yeah, 18 or higher hits. Yeah.
Okay, Squish Bucket is reprieved that time. And I get a I Hate Skrulls on that one. So I hit Bok Choy and Bone Door twice, and Squish Bucket and I Hate Skrulls once each.
Yeah, you should really have an Excel spreadsheet.
Oh, I'm never going to do it. No point. Don't make me. Okay. So bok choy, 18 on the first roll.
Okay.
14 for the second.
What does it look like when you kill bok choy?
Okay. Does bok choy have any, like, you talk about lumps and things. Like, is there, like, a particular...
Bok choy has, like, a third arm in a place where you wouldn't expect it, much like Arleo Slug Boyfriend.
Well, I shoot that thing right off, and it explodes, and there is blood everywhere. Real artery, blood gushing situation. All right, Bone Door, I'm coming for you, buddy. Fucking coming for you. 21 damages from my first hit.
Dag.
And then a 20 damage.
Whew. Hachi Machi, you do not kill Bone Door.
Damn it! Okay.
But Bone Door doesn't look great.
Perfect. Okay, and then Squish Bucket. Oh, that could have been a better roll. That's a 12 against Squish Bucket.
Okay.
11. I guess I hate scrolls.
What does it look like when you kill I hate scrolls?
Oh my god.
Does he have like a... Once again, I am asking about the lumps and such that are on him.
Squish Bucket has...
No, I hate scrolls!
Sorry. I hate scrolls has a tail where his leg should be and a leg where his tail should be.
Ew. Oh my god, no. That's gross. I just shoot him right between the eyes to put him out of his misery.
He's like, thank you.
I thank you for killing me.
Life was pain.
I hate alive.
So I do that, and buddy, you know I'm going back to Bulldor with my dancing rapier. I just got it.
Are you going to kill all four of these in one turn?
No, probably. I could only potentially kill three.
Say non-lethal.
Well, there's one that's alive.
Right, say the non-lethal for the dancing rapier.
There's two left.
Just do it.
Okay, fine, non-lethal. I want to kill
Scott's
it.
Gonna, like, blow it up with, like,
yeah, radio. Okay, good point. All right, Bone Door, you fucking... you got saved.
They don't really appear to be...
I actually rolled kind of bad, so I was a 15 against...
That misses, unfortunately.
Ah! Pointless. All right.
Which brings us to Lonnie. Lonnie, there is a Bone Door and a Squish Bucket.
Yes.
Non-lethal.
How far away is Bone Door?
Not far.
Okay. I'll go over to Bone Door and I will do non-lethal damage. I think I'm just going to punch Bone Door four times.
Okay.
Actually, how many arms does Bone Door have?
How many arms do you want him to have?
Well, I don't know. It made it sound like they all had extra arms and stuff, so.
He probably has two, but, like, his head is extra small.
Oh, it's like those heads we saw at the Museum of Death, Nika.
I want to, like, punch him in his little head. I don't know why. That seems also really mean as I say it aloud, but I want to punch his little head four times. Non-lethally.
We're going to adopt
non-lethally.
So don't kill him. Does a 16 hit him?
No.
Does a 17 hit him?
No.
What?
18?
Yes.
Yeah, the 18. That's where it is. That's the sweet spot.
Okay. And an 18 and a 19, 23 points total.
Damn, you did a 16, 17, 18, and 19?
Yeah. Well, I did a 17, 18, 16, 19, but yes, 16, 17, 18.
Sorry, were you attacking Bone Door or Squish Bucket?
Bone Door.
I don't want Bone Door to die.
And then how much damage did you do?
23. Non-lethal.
You punch Bone Door into unconsciousness.
Yay, Bone Door.
And then I wink at Toby. I can't even see Toby, but I wink at him.
Wait, you see me out the
Bone
door.
Bone Door's with us now.
Oh, okay.
Scuds. There is a Squish Bucket left, and that's it.
Did you already non-lethal one?
Yes.
Okay.
Bone Door is non-lethal.
I want a super lethal, the one that's left.
Extra lethal.
Hyper lethal.
Scud seems like weirdly into killing now that the lights are back on. Like,
oh man.
Not a goof. This is character information. I want to specify.
He's deathly serious.
What you doing, bud?
I just rolled the dice.
Okay.
Okay. Michael, it's D&D. You rolled dice.
I'm doing a chromatic orb. And I rolled... It's a 20 total.
Ooh!
Well, that would hit.
For
for sherzies.
That's 32 damage.
By the way, Squish Bucket just has incredibly big teeth.
No.
What does it look like when you kill Squish Bucket?
I'm gonna hit with thunder damage, and Squish Bucket gets hit with it and starts shaking. And this would have been a better goof for the Home Alone episode, but then he like turns into a skeleton for a second, and then he back to his normal self. You know, he's like,
oh yeah,
yeah, yeah, like from that movie. And then and then he dies.
Nice. So I guess Toby walks in holding a squid and or octopus.
Octopus.
And you've got a unconscious bone door, and we'll talk to him next week.
Yay!
On the Greetings Adventures podcast.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
No reviews this week.
It's too much.
Make an executive decision.
It's bedtime.
Hey, if you're listening to this podcast, me, Jesse, and Kim of the Geekly Community / various podcasts presented by Transformation Sequence are starting a brand new Naruto podcast where we go through and we watch every single episode of Naruto, including the filler. It is called Naruto Review-to. Go to your podcatchers. When you hear this, I guess. Not when you hear this, Twitch, but when you hear it on the podcast zone. Naruto Review-to. I'll post the beautiful art for the Twitch people, and you'll see all the stuff. And the Twitch people didn't know this was coming.
It was a complete surprise.
Complete surprise.
For everyone.
But we recorded several episodes, and it's been a blast and a half. I love Naruto. He's my best friend.
So how far are you into your Naruto journey?
We're in the Zabuza fight. So
Zabuza, that's a good one.
Yeah, Zabuza, a prison of ice thing with... Haku or whatever.
I hear there's a lot of flashbacks in that shit.
I don't know anything about Naruto.
So we're episode like 12, 15, 15,
oh,
I think.
Okay.
I'm learning hiragana and I just...
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Wrote Naruto.
Oh, no.
Isn't that exciting?
What a cool S.
That's so cool.
And on the other page is a cool S.
Wow.
That's so
when
cool.
Did you do that one?
During the very fun and exciting Dear Internet podcast, which you should listen to.
Plug your shit.
Thank you, everybody. If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter. We're at Geekly Anchor, at D&D Podcast, and I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning. Sorry, there's two Bachmans. I got scared.
I'm at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at Nika_Howard.
I'm at the Mike Bachman.
Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Greetings Adventures? Well, make sure to head over to geeklyinc.com, where you can find other thrilling podcasts, fan art to make you blush, and gear to level up your adventuring quest. When you've finished crowning Geekly Gary King, head on over to Apple Podcast or your other podcast app of choice to leave us a 5-star rating and review. Also, don't forget to head over to patreon.com/dndpodcast. Once you become a patron, you have access to exclusive content that you won't be able to find anywhere else.
It's that time again. GeeklyCon 2020 tickets are available now. Get ready for the most amazing weekend of your life with your best friends and board games. GeeklyCon 2020 will be July 16th through the 19th in Columbus, Ohio, and tickets are on sale now at geeklycon.com. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, get your quest log filled, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Thank you, everybody. Until next week, keep it dicey.
Some of the background music and ambience in this episode was from Sirenscape. Enhance your gaming table at Sirenscape.com. The songs Clash Defiant, Screensaver, and Outfoxing the Fox are by Kevin MacLeod and Compotech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. CreativeCommons.org/licenses/by/3.0.